I will declare the meeting open at 9:38. Just before I launch into the official proceedings, just to note that due to the power blackout we had in here yesterday, that our recording devices aren't working, but we will be recording it, doing our best via the benefit of having a phone next to a microphone. So there may be a little bit of an issue with the quality of that recording when we make them publicly available, but we aren't legally required to do that, but we do. So I'm just making that clear, not only for you councillors should you receive any questions about that, but for members of the media and the public in the gallery. Okay. We're not quite sure. We think it might work, but it is working. Okay, there you go. Well, just wasted 1 minute of your meeting time. Sorry, councillors. So I'll declare the meeting open as it was 9:38, and I'd like to acknowledge the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet, and I'd like to also pay respect to their elders past and present and extend that respect to other Indigenous Australians who are present. Just a reminder for the members of the public in the gallery today, under Section 32, we just have some guidelines as to how we operate in here with our public gallery, that all members of the public present at a meeting must not, without the prior approval of the chairperson, make any audio or video recording or take any photographs, remain quiet, not disrupt the meeting in any way, not bring into the meeting signs, placards or items that may cause a hazard or interfere with any other persons that are present here this morning. Be suitably dressed, and please, if you would, turn all your mobile devices to silent and leave the meeting if you need to take a call. As chairperson, it is my responsibility to warn a member of the public present at a meeting who is not complying with any of these requirements that I may, with or without such warning, require that person to leave the meeting and not return for a period that the chairperson determines. And, of course, that may include future meetings. I haven't been advised of any leaves of absence this morning, councillors, so we'll go straight to our devotional segment and I'll ask Pastor Stephen Rothery from Uniting Church Cleveland to lead us in a brief devotional segment. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Mayor. This morning I've got a reading from Proverbs 31, 1-9, and you'll see in a sec it doesn't pull any, it definitely pulls some punches, but we'll go from there. So these are solemn words which King Lemuel's mother said to him. You are my own dear son, the answer to my prayers. What advice shall I give you? Don't spend all of your energy on sex or all of your money on women. They have destroyed kings. Kings should not drink wine or have a craving for alcohol, because when they drink, they forget the laws and they start to ignore the rights of the people in need. Alcohol is for those who are dying, for those who are in misery. So let them drink to forget their poverty and unhappiness. But remember to speak up for people who cannot speak for themselves and to protect the rights of those who are helpless. Speak for them and be a righteous judge. Protect the rights of the poor and the needy. And the reason I offered that this morning is that leadership within any organization can be a significant challenge, because there are plenty of things that compete for our attention, irrespective of whether you're working in a private sector, public sector, or especially government. And this proverb is a king, advice to a king who's seeking to rule justly, and his mum's basically helping to remind him about what to avoid. And, you know, avoiding things like getting into trouble with relationships, avoiding becoming an alcoholic, these things can seem pretty straightforward. But I think one of the key things that this catches at the end is that the things that harm our ability to listen to those who are most vulnerable is actually something that happens to us gradually. It sneaks up on you. I've got a 9-month-old at the moment, so the idea of speaking and supporting those who can't speak for themselves is pretty much my reality 24/7. But another thing that was interesting, even if you think faith is all just a load of rubbish, there was a really interesting thing in All in the Mind that the ABC put together recently, and they did an episode on the insights from neuroscience on what leadership does to your brain. And I'd really, really recommend you check it out, as well as some of the research behind it. And one of the really interesting things was a question that they posed to one of the researchers and said, you know, does being in a position of power actually affect the way your brain works? And they said the finding is absolutely, it very directly impacts our brain. Recent studies have found that, again, when we come into a position of power, the parts of our brain associated with empathy can be shown to actually start to gradually switch off. The CEO of a very large company was interviewed and reflected that when he came into the role as CEO 15 years before, he had a very strong sense of empathy. He was known for being an empathetic man. But he said that during this 15 years, the feedback he had gotten from workers, from his family, was that he was actually becoming less and less empathetic. He had less of an ability to relate to and to really listen to and share the emotional experiences of those around him. He didn't have the ability anymore to recognize how people felt, and this happened both at work and at home. And the neuroscience backs it up. So the thing I'd like to offer from having heard the scripture, and I'll repeat it again at the end, and for having heard some of those insights, is that may the challenge for all of us today is that we can be selfless, that we can make a conscious effort to hear, really hear, the voices of those in our community who are suffering, who are marginalized, and who are disempowered. Can we look past their appearance, perhaps the vocabulary that they might use in trying to express their pain and frustration? Can we perhaps look past our political and ideological commitments that seek to be thinking about how we're going to defend ourselves, justify, or spin this as they're speaking to us? And how can we avoid offering easy soundbite dismissals? How can we really take the time to listen, to be with, and to engage, and to recognize the dignity of those who we're speaking, who are speaking to us and who we are seeking to represent and give voice to? So just reading again that last bit of the Proverbs reading. When they drink, they forget the laws and ignore the rights of their people in need. This is Kings. So speak up for people who cannot speak for themselves. Protect the rights of those who are helpless. Speak for them and be a righteous judge. Protect the rights of the poor and needy. We'll offer a brief prayer and I'll be out of your hair. Let's pray. So God, today, as this council meets, and as all of those who work in this city go about their jobs, may those who are in positions of power and leadership be encouraged and reminded of the role they have to speak for those who have no voice, to listen, to really listen, and to give dignity to those who would seek to speak to them, those who don't have a voice of their own, who depend on those in power to offer them justice and protection and hope. God bless all of those people in this council who seek to make deliberations today for how we as a city will continue to be a place that recognises the dignity of every person. In Christ's name we ask this prayer. Amen. Thank you.
Councillors, the next item on the agenda is recognition of achievement. I don't believe we have anyone presenting anything this morning. So we'll move on to item 5, which is receipt and confirmation of minutes of previous general and special meetings of council to be confirmed. May I have a mover and seconder that the minutes of the general meeting held on the 25th of July 2018 be confirmed. Move Councillor Elliott, seconder Councillor Hewlett. Those in favour? Those against, motion is carried unanimously. I don't believe there's any items of correctness been raised. That needs to be changed. Matters outstanding from minutes of previous general meetings. I'll ask the Chief Executive Officer to present any matters.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. A couple of items there. 6.1, that community reference group request. As I explained last council meeting, it's really reliant on the purchase of the land, and once that's happened, it'll come back to council. The second one, 6.2, the Koala Conservation Action Plan, is scheduled to come back to this general meeting in 2 weeks' time.
CEO. Moving on to public participation, I haven't been advised of anyone wanting to address council this morning unless there's someone in the gallery that is here for that reason. There being none, we'll move straight on to petitions and presentations. I haven't been advised of any petitions and presentations this morning, councillors, just checking. Declaration of interest on any items of business. Councillor, you're reminded of your responsibilities in relation to a council's material, personal interests and conflict of interest under Division 5A of the Local Government Act 2009. These are also outlined in your agendas, councillors. For that matter, I'm going to declare a perceived conflict of interest, councillors. I'm going to do it this part of the meeting in reference to item 19.2, which is the shoreline item. The reason for that perceived declaration, councillors, is that I've had Fox and Bell and Fettini, which was known as Shoreline. I appreciate that the property has been sold, the development has been sold to Lendlease, but I'm not sure of the arrangement. But due to social media that was pretty rampant and complaints alleging that I had a conflict due to the sale of my now deceased mother and brothers and my role as executor in that will, I would prefer to declare that perceived conflict of interest now, and I'll ask Councillor Hewlett to take the chair. I have considered my position and I firmly believe that I don't have a conflict, but I do understand that there might be a perceived conflict, and my participation in the debate and vote, I would vote in this matter in the public interest should you decide for me to stay in the room. So I'm going to leave the room and I'll ask Councillor Hewlett to take that vote, and then we can continue with the meeting proceedings. Right.
Thank you, councillors. I need a mover to decide that the mayor has a conflict in this case, or does not.
You can either.
Councillor Baglari does have a conflict. So you're moving. How do you want me? Well, I'm just saying what I was told, Councillor Gleeson.
You can have a mover that the mayor has a conflict and look for a seconder, and if it falls over, then the determination is the mayor does not have a conflict. So, Councillor
Glary has moved that the mayor has a conflict. Do I have a seconder for that? Perceived conflict. Thank you. Councillor Bishop seconds that. Now take the vote. All in favour?
Okay.
Okay, well, that hasn't been supported, so I'm now going to have to.
There was a second.
Councillor Bishop.
So, Councillor Baglari has moved that the mayor has a perceived conflict of interest, yep, and has been seconded by
Councillor Bishop. Yes, correct.
Now it's all those in favour.
All those in favour. Okay, that motion has been. That motion is lost. Do you want a division on that?
Yeah, call a division.
Okay. Those four? No. Those four, could you please put your head up again, please? Councillor Baglari, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Bishop. Those against? Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Telty, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Hewlett. Thank you. So the motion is lost. That's it. Okay, the mayor can come back to the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, councillors. And just for the record, that complaint has been dealt with, and there was nothing to be answered for. Just for the record. Okay, moving on. Order of business, councillors. Is there any motion to alter the order of business? There being none, We'll move straight on to reports from organisational services, first being making of subordinate law local law 1.4. Do we have a mover for that, councillors? Councillor Elliott moved. Councillor Golay seconded. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
Just quickly, the making of subordinate local law, this was brought about by taking the advertising devices out of the city out of the plan because of the new city plan, out of the planning scheme, and it becomes a separate local law. And I think it's we've been out for consultation, got the words. I think there's an amended recommendation. Okay, and I'm happy to move the amended recommendation.
So moved by Councillor Elliott, seconded by Councillor Golay. We've just spoken to it, Councillor Elliott. Any speakers against? The amendments were just an administrative amendment, Councillor. They were distributed at yesterday's by office yesterday, just to make sure it's in line with what's required. It's fundamentally just a shift from using a planning scheme approach to a local law approach.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaker against? Comment?
Madam Mayor, just yes, reflecting what you've suggested, that yesterday we were discussing this and that this is a transfer of existing information in order to comply with the local, moving from the planning scheme to the local law. Can just ask from officer's perspective through you, if it's okay to have what we had discussed yesterday, that this is simply a cut and paste and there's no other changes. I just think it's important to acknowledge that that is the case as it was discussed yesterday.
I've got Graham in the back of the room, or Claire, which... Claire, oh, Graham? Sorry, Graham.
Thank you.
Any other questions, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 12.2, transfer of funds held in trust to general account. Move Councillor Elliott. Seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
Just a quick one. Thanks, ma'am. Yeah, the operational plan quarterly performance report, June 2018, on page 90, draw to the community's attention. The summaries of 67 significant activities were defined in the 17-18 operational plan. Of those, 57 activities are completed, and 10 other activities have been closely monitoring. And there'll be some issues with there are some issues with timeframes or budget. That's all. And my fellow colleagues may have some comments.
Any speaker against, councillors? Any questions or comments? There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against, the motion is carried unanimously. Item 13.1, decisions made under delegated authority. Sorry, have I missed one? Oh, pardon me, 12.3, you're right. Item 12.3, move Councillor Hewlett, seconded Councillor Golay. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hewlett?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is a report to transfer of funds held in trust to a general account.
Sorry.
Happy to present 12.3, transfer of funds held in trust to a general account. That's to seek council approval for transfer from funds held in trust for bulk water developer contributions to a general account for the amount of approximately $3.8 million in compliance with legislation, local government legislation.
Thank you. Any speakers against? A question? Councillor Hughes?
Thank you, Mayor. Potentially through yourself to our CFO. On the financial, page 127 under financial, it's noted that the funds will be allocated into constrained cash reserves, which will be available for future capital works. And I know that I've asked a similar question previously, but in the officer's recommendation, we don't actually say that. Deborah, can you speak to how that happens, the machinations behind that? I would personally prefer to see the recommendation strengthened. However, you feel that this word in the report is strong enough to, I want to ensure that our residents clearly understand that this money will be available for future capital works, even though it's not in the recommendation worded that way.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Through you as Chair, thank you for the question, Councillor. Yes, I can reassure you that because of the nature of the monies that have been received, so their developer contributions, they will be put into constrained cash reserves should Council resolve today to move them onto the balance sheet. So the purpose of holding monies into trust is that they're not owned by Council and cannot be utilised by Council. The report outlines the complexity, so I acknowledge the complexity of this journey, but we've closed it out now, and we believe that those monies should be used by Council and they'll be transferred into reserve. You'll see that through the monthly financial reports. You'll see the transfer of monies going in, and then when they're utilised by the business, you'll see them transferred out. So we've documented that in the report, and I did double check that after you raised your concern. So I believe the resolution is adequate, but happy to discuss.
Comment, Councillor Elliott.
And I hope we don't go down the All Connects route ever again.
Thank you. Can I just, I'll take the vote first. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Just for the minutes, to be sure, when I introduced item 12.2, I introduced it as transfer of funds. It was actually the operational plan quarterly report. Just to be clear, you spoke to the right motion, that's fine, just as a bit of a gap in my running sheet. So this was in fact 12.3, just for the record to be clear. All right, now 13.1, councillors. Decisions made under delegated authority. Move Councillor Mitchell, seconded Councillor Boglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell?
Oh, just very briefly, well, just for the public, while these decisions are assessed and decided by officers, the councillors do have a lot of oversight, and there's lots of questions that go back and forward on a week-to-week basis. So while it's business as usual, there's certainly great oversight by the councillors.
Thanks, Councillor Mitchell. Any other speakers? Any questions? There being none, put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 13.2. The list of development and planning related court matters. Move Councillor Mitchell, seconded Councillor Boglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Mitchell?
No, I think it's all pretty much in the report, and we also get regular updates from the officers just for the public's interest.
Thank you. If there are no other comments, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 13.3, renewal of lease council-owned land. Moved by Councillor Edwards, seconded Councillor Boglari. Councillor Tolte, sorry. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Edwards? Any speakers against? Comments, questions? Being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 13.4, the Indigiscapes expansion project update. For noting, Councillor Elliott, you'd like to move that. Seconded Councillor Hughes. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Elliott?
Yes, just briefly. Thanks, Mayor. The once again, good news story for Council and the community, the Indigiscape expansion project update. As it says on page 197, just quickly, we'll be... unfortunately, we're going to have to close the facility for 5 months from the 28th of December, probably till the end of May. That'll be a great loss of tourism sort of thing in the short term, but I think it'll explode after that once this comes back online. Just a snippet is we intend big news, but good for staff. The upgrade to an internal ablutions, the relocation of refurbishment of the cafe, upgrade to the front entry, particularly the roof area, as we know well, you can get a bit wet in there. The front entry statement, the environmental interpretation space, a new build of the theatreette and conference building, new build of the administrator building, new build of the Southern Gardens ablution block, new build of the Southern Gardens landscape area, and in the following year, the skywalk will be built, and that will complete the whole project, but unfortunately we can't do it at this time. I'd also like to thank the state government for its $900,000 contribution to this wonderful project, and I look forward to it being swiftly done. Thank you.
Are there any other speakers, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillors, there are no mayoral minutes. I haven't been advised of any notices of motion. No urgent business, so we go straight into our confidential items, which is a closed session. Do we need to go into closed session, councillors? We're happy to move these items as... Okay. So item 19.1, which is the North Stradbroke Island Transition Project. Move Councillor Mitchell. Seconded Councillor Bishop. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Boglari, Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Golay, Councillor Hewlett, Edwards, Elliott, Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Bishop, Councillor Williams. Those against? Councillor Gleeson. Item 19.2, moved Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Tolte. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried. Those in favour? Councillor Mitchell, Councillor Hewlett, Councillor Edwards, Councillor Elliott, Councillor Hughes, Councillor Tolte, Councillor Gleeson, Councillor Williams. Those against? Councillor Boglari, Councillor Golay, Councillor Bishop. Item 19.3. Delegated Authority, Water and Wastewater Regulatory Compliance Monitoring Services. Move Councillor Elliott. Seconded Councillor Edwards. Those in favour? Those against? Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Councillors, that concludes their business for today's meeting, and I close the meeting at 10:05. Thank you.